Meet the new champion, same as the old champion, at least at the Masters, the first of golf's major tournaments this year. Steve Futterman reports from Augusta National Golf Course in Georgia.
It took Rory McIlroy 17 agonizing years to finally win his first Masters. 1 year later, he did it again.
Rory is a rare repeat winner at Augusta.
That's how it sounded on CBS as McIlroy sank a short putt to join only three other golfers to win the Masters back-to-back. The final round was full of drama. McIlroy began tied for the lead, but he fell behind. At one point, American Cameron Young was atop the leaderboard. Then England's Justin Rose was in front. McIlroy regained control with two straight birdies on the 12th and 13th holes. There was one more challenge left. On the final hole, McIlroy, with a two-stroke lead, hit his tee shot into the trees. He escaped with a bogey and a one-stroke win. Normally, the previous year's winner places the traditional green jacket on the new champion. Since McIlroy also won last year, Augusta chairman Fred Ridley did the honors.
You know, I've waited so long to win the Masters, and all of a sudden I win two in a row.
McIlroy of Northern Ireland is in rare company. Only all-time greats Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Nick Faldo have won it back-to-back. McIlroy says there's a lesson in his long Masters journey.
Good things come to those who wait, maybe. Just keep going. Keep your head down and keep going.
For those attending the Masters, many appreciated the historic nature of the win. Peter O'Brien came here from Ireland.
Unbelievable achievement. I mean, I think to win it the first time was incredible, but to back it up second, I'm only the fourth person in history ever to win two in a row. He just ground it out, and he is an unbelievable golfer.
McIlroy was already considered one of the best ever. Last year, he became just the sixth golfer to win the career Grand Slam, taking the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, and the British Open. Now he adds another achievement to his eventual Hall of Fame career. And at age 36, he's probably not done yet. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Augusta, Georgia.